Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
This has been the conversation. What took place here? There are these allegations of voting impropriety, of electioneering. Beth Scheller, the Hamilton County Election Administrator, saying there should be a prosecution. People should be investigating this. Also stating that she has faith in the elections in Hamilton County. We have been speaking to school board members. Jake Nichols joins us right now. Jake for CCS is where you find him on Twitter, running for Carmel Clay School Board. I appreciate you reaching out as we made the invitation. We want to hear from people on every side of this, people who are candidates who are impacted by these elections. You have seen these allegations, heard these allegations about electioneering. You've seen the response from the Hamilton County Democratic Party, which I'll get into. Your take on what has happened, and are elections safe in Carmel, Indiana?
Yeah, Tony, thanks for having me. I apologize for my voice. I ran the Monumental Marathon on Saturday, and the wind and the rain took my dulcimer tones, just like you, took them away today. So I apologize for my voice. Yeah, one of the things is I reached out to the Hamilton County Election Board before early voting and made sure that I was new to this, of what the rules were, what things, the do's and don'ts. And I actually sent that to all the candidates that were running for school board and distributed that to my volunteers. And I witnessed nothing but great American civility outside that Mercy Road Church. I did attend a couple of the hours, and I saw my opponent, Greg Brown, and wished him luck, and his volunteers and our volunteers were wishing people a good day and thanking them for coming out and voting, and that we were excited to be a part of the community. So what I witnessed, and there was no scuttlebutt, there was no problems, there was no like, oh, can you believe this is just what happened? Not until really the news broke about it that was what happened. So it was kind of shocked this morning to kind of hear the element of it, because I witnessed nothing but great American spirit, actually, from both sides of the camp.
Well, I'm glad you did. That is what we should want. A disagreement on policy should not be a disagreement personally. But we have these allegations. You have Beth Scheller, a Hamilton County executive there, saying that there should be an investigation. We hear that the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office is going to be engaging an investigation. You have not only the person in question, who identified himself as James Zhang, saying it never happened. You have the Hamilton County Democratic Party instead saying this is Republican cheap tricks and bringing up Diego Morales. In your view, what should take place with these allegations?
Yeah, I think exactly. You know, you let the authorities and you let the investigation make it happen. Certainly, something happened or it wouldn't have been brought up. But what actually happened and what needs to be occur next is going to be up to the authorities. So I'm really excited. I've been having a blast meeting our neighbors and talking about our schools. And I think it's going to be a great day tomorrow.
What do you think is the difference between you and your slate, which people they call the Democratic slate because it's endorsed that way, just like there's a slate.
Well, you know,
although not the totality of candidates. From, what is the real difference between your side, if you will, and the other side?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I have not been endorsed by the Republicans. I identify myself as a Republican, and I did not get any endorsements from either Democrats or Republicans. But, you know, I think it's all about we have great schools. We have great teachers. They're doing the best they can. But our students deserve a solid financial backing. They deserve great policy, and they deserve great leadership. And a school board should manage those three things and not manage national news.
I wanted to make sure I heard you correctly.
That's where I'm at. And I'd love to serve on the board and help the community.
I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. You're a Republican.
Yes, I consider myself a Republican. I've been a little disappointed in some of the leadership decisions, but overall, yeah, I would consider myself a Republican.
What is the real difference between you and your competitor? On the subject of the schools, what is the one big difference between you and your competitor there on that Break Brown Sharp side?
I'm pro-schools, and I'm not seeing much. I'm not seeing anti-schools, but I don't see much positive coming from the other camp.